neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Usfatem lachem v'machorat haShabbat. Tatar Shah is commanding us, the counting of the Omer has to be after the Shabbat. But we counted when? When did we start counting? The second night of Pesach, right?
Yes.
So how come the Torah says you have to count after Shabbat?
It says in the Torah, you count after Shabbat.
That's right. But see, there's a misunderstanding. We got reforms. Right. No, today they count after Shabbat. That is, every year they start from Sunday, because they only interpret the commands on the surface, the way it says, because they don't believe in oral Torah. They don't believe in Gemara. They don't believe in Torah Shabbat Alpeh. So they start counting. So obviously they never count 49 before Shabbat. But here, why the Torah has to say you have to count after Shabbat? It's not after Shabbat. So there's a very beautiful message, and that is, Usfartem lachem. What is lachem means? To count lachem. What does it mean? So when you count, who do you count it for? Who?
For ourselves.
We count 1, 2, 3, 4. How come it says Usfartem lachem? So now here they learn that the purpose is that you count the day. You have to give counting to the day. So now, what people usually count, what do they count usually? Money, house, cars. I know, but let's say you have a cash register, right? In the end of the day, you count the $100 bills, 50, 20, 10. Do they count quarters? Yes? Dime? Nickels? Also pennies?
Some people they do.
Even
it
they
does.
Count.
If you're a cashier, you have to count all the
even the pennies.
Even the birds they count.
I'll not count the
pennies.
I don't.
If you work as a cashier,
they count the pennies. Count So now, which one they have more? The
100.
Which one? The 100 bill. Yeah. But the pennies like this. They count. Yeah. So now here. So in life, whatever that is worth to you, you count. Right? It's valuable. So when he says Usfartem lachem, that means it's not that you count 1, 2, 3. It means you have to know every day when it goes away, you cannot buy it back with no money. Anything in life you can buy. You pay money, you buy. For 1 minute of your life, you pay $1 million. Can you bring it back? No. So here he says, Usfartem lachem. So that means not that you count the day, you give counting to the day. That you have to know how the day is important. So now, so Tzatzal Hashem is teaching us a remedy. How you be able to give counting to the day. How? He says, Usfartem lachem imachorat haShabbat. Right?
The Shabbat is coming, every Shabbat, you count a week. That's why you say 3 weeks and 2 days.
No, here we count after Pesach, after the first night of the Pesach. But here Torah Tamsha says you have to count after Shabbat. What do we do on Shabbatot? What's the whole message of the Shabbat? Rest. What is resting means?
Emunah.
Yeah, Emunah. Emunah brings you peace of mind. Right?
Yes.
So that means Shabbat, you become relaxed. You're not worried. Shabbat, you're not worried. So now here, the prescription is, The only way you can give value, importance to the day, it has to be after Shabbat. What does it mean? If you don't have a peace of mind, if you have the aga, if you are worried, so then your day becomes miserable. So here Torah Moshe gives us a tip. You count after Shabbat. What does it mean? Shabbat is on it. It's enjoyment. It's pleasure. So if you're not calm, if you're not in peace, then your day will be destroyed.
Not to be counted.
It's going to go to waste. So here in life, many times, the king that decided to come to the city to be with different people. So he sent the invitation that he's going to go stay with one of the people. So he arranged a very, very, beautiful feast. Nice, Shulchan Melachim, they call it. Triple A, very special catering. So the king comes and then looks at the table. He says, where is the cheese from Swiss? The Swiss cheese, where is it? You didn't buy me Swiss cheese? He said, beating them up, my coat. Yeah, so then he leaves. So then about 2 weeks later, he informs that he's going to go stay with somebody else. So the first one, he tells the one that is coming, he said, don't forget the Swiss cheese. He's going to beat you up. So he comes, he put a very nice table. So then the king comes, looks at the table, he says, where's the chicken from the Holland? Yeah, he says, why don't you give him the Holland chicken? No, the Holland one is the best.
Yes.
Yeah. So he starts beating him up again. So now, few weeks later, he informs somebody else, I'm gonna come and stay with you. So now, the other two, one tells them, don't forget the Swiss cheese, and the other one says the Holland chicken. So he arranged a table, he puts one black tablecloth and one candle in the middle, nothing else. So the king comes, looks at the table, say, what is this? Nothing at the table? She tells him, you're going to beat me up anyway, no matter what, on the table. And I'm Swiss. Holland chicken or not, what difference does it make? So that's how it is in life. People, no matter what you do, they're going to beat you up anyway. So don't, Chas v'Shalom, aggravate yourself, because people, they're acting up. Usfatim lachem mimocharat ha-Shabbat. What does it mean? The only way that your day becomes a real day, a positive day, that you carry on the concept of Shabbat. What is Shabbat? Onik. But if you worry about him, what he does, what he says, what Adilai makes, he comes, he doesn't come. Ooh, you're going to destroy your life. And this is how it is with everything in life. That Chas v'Shalom, you don't let things to get to you.
Koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.